to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazine. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on the radio. Truth is on the radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen, second hour on this open phone pre-New Year's program. It is Friday. It is the 29th of September. Whew, boy, I know it's Friday, and I know it's the end of the year. It is Friday, the 29th of December, 2006. One of the things that we face continually, folks, are the taxes, just to make our society better and safer. Well, yeah, they haven't. Taxes. Well, taxes land, taxes wage, taxes bed in which he lays, taxes tractor, taxes mule. Teach him taxes is the rule. Taxes cowl, taxes pants, taxes coat, taxes ties, taxes shirts, taxes work, taxes dirt, taxes tobacco, taxes drink, tax him if he tries to think, taxes booze, taxes beers, if he cries, taxes tears, taxes bills, taxes gas. Tax his notes, tax his cash. Tax him good and let him know that after taxes, he has no dough. If he hollers, tax him more. Tax him until he's good and sore. Tax his coffin, tax his grave. Tax the sod in which he lays. Put these words upon his tomb. Taxes drove me to my doom. And when he's gone, we won't relax. We'll still be after the inheritance tax. How many taxes here do we have? Tons of them. How about accounts receivable tax, building permit tax, CDL tax, license tax, cigarette tax, corporate income tax, dog license tax, federal income tax, federal unemployment tax, fishing license tax, food license tax, fuel permit tax, gasoline tax, hunting license tax, inheritance tax, inventory tax, IRS interest charges, tax on top of a tax, by the way. Actually, it's tax on top of a tax. IRS penalties, tax on top of a tax. Liquor tax, luxury tax. Marriage license tax, Medicare tax, property tax, real estate tax. Service charge taxes, Social Security tax. Road usage tax. Sales taxes, recreational vehicle tax, school tax. State income tax. State unemployment tax, telephone federal excise tax, telephone federal universal service fee tax, telephone federal state and local surcharge tax, telephone minimum usage surcharge tax, telephone reoccurring and non-reoccurring charges tax, telephone state and local tax, telephone usage charge tax, utility tax, vehicle license registration tax, vehicle sales tax, watercraft registration tax, well permit tax, workers' compensation tax. Folks, not one of these taxes existed 100 years ago, and there was prosperity. Absolutely no national debt, the largest middle class in the world, and mom stayed at home to raise the kid. Well, that about says it all. Jeff, Keith, Gary, Bill, Sam, and others will get to all of your calls in this coming hour of the National Intel Report. And as I did last hour, I just want to thank all the people that are connected with this network, all the fine people, the family, as I refer to them here, at the network, to all the broadcasters out there, to all the people that have been guests on this network in the last year, for all the information that's been put forth, to the listeners out there that listen intently to all the information this network puts out. And hopefully for all the information, once you learn it, you're spreading it elsewhere. Well, let's do something for 2007, folks. Let's get them tuned into this network. Because after all, you can handle the truth. We'll take the break, come back with your calls right after this.
Do you suffer from frequent and severe headaches? Well, you don't have to any longer. Headache Stay Gone is an all-natural headache remedy that is free of all side effects. Headache Stay Gone will cure any headache and prevent it from returning again. Painkillers can offer temporary relief at best, along with a long list of harmful side effects. Headache Stay Gone uses all-natural ingredients and cures your headache, letting you enjoy more time with your family and loved ones. We'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone today and send you the bill. Wait until your headache is cured before you pay for it. That's right, Headache Stay Gone must work for you before you pay for it. Try Headache Stay Gone risk-free by calling 1-800-327-0727 or visit www.headachestaygone.com. Again, that's 1-800-327-0727. And don't forget to ask about your risk-free trial today. Call now. Start living life without the headaches.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Learn about the new discoveries of MSP Research. Find out about the success MDs, dentists, veterinarians, and others are having with Silver 500. Learn secrets to survival, how to detox the liver, gallbladder, and kidneys, and how over 1,100 doctors are treating Lyme disease, hepatitis C, diabetes, respiratory infections, and many more with success thanks to the help of MSP Research and Silver 500. Microbiologists have tested our mild silver protein and found Silver 500 to be the most effective treatment for B. subtilis, a subgroup of anthrax. Choose the products in your medical supply wisely. Our doctor's manual has grown to over 600 pages. Give us a call at 1-334-493-0420. That's 1-334-493-0420 and see why doctors in five countries use a dozen products that are manufactured by Dr. Bill McFarland. One more time, that's 1-334-493-0420 or visit our website at www.mildsilverprotein.com/home.html.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stachmiller.
Back. Lines are full. We have an overflow number. Of course, it's not toll-free, but if you want to get on the program today, it's 512-646-6446. Jeff in Vermont. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, John. How you doing?
Hi.
I just want to say Happy New Year. I've been listening to your show since March, and it's the best that I've ever listened to. I got an idea for New Year's. For you guys, if you could possibly do this, could you, like, maybe one day a week, for, say there's 50 weeks in a year, there's 50 states, like, kind of represent one state, because you guys are kind of a national program, maybe get somebody from that state to talk about the state or something like that.
Interesting idea.
Yeah.
Danny Romero monitors the program. I'm sure he's taking a note of that in there. We'll take it under advisement.
Because, just to get more state involvement, maybe people can, contact the local, maybe a legislator, somebody can contact you guys and
we
can hook it up.
What we are going to do, we've got Richard Reeves coming on the air. He's going to be helping people out there politically and helping to structure at the city and county and state levels He's going to be doing that. We're going to be opening up another bird and putting more programming up. So maybe that might be in the cards in the future.
All right. I just want to say you guys kick butt, and not, you guys are doing a great job, and I spread the gospel to everybody I can that, you know, that will and want to listen to it and find out the truth. And I just want to say I hope you have a great new year.
All right. Well, I appreciate that very much, Jeff, and thank you from Vermont, and keep plugging, my friend.
Thank you.
All righty, sir. Thank you. Keith in Indiana. Hello, Keith.
Hello, John.
Hi.
Yeah, I thought that was a pretty good idea because our news is also regionalized. I remember when some yahoos dragged someone to the death behind a pickup truck in Texas, and they put that on the news every day for a year. It was another story. I forget up. But they put it on for a year, and then meanwhile, I think in Kansas, there was two homosexuals that kidnapped a 13-year-old boy and sodomized him for 3 days till he suffocated to death, and that was only regionally covered. But by state, some of these bigger things can become national. It's a good idea. Anyway, I called. You know, I keep calling and telling about the God of Israel, and I get these calls from the government with all numbers and all zeros or all sevens. And they ask me my name. I say, who's calling? And they hang up and a voice print. Anyone calling in, it's just their name's just being collected, but mine already was. I did the Social Security surrender years ago and all that.
Everybody's being tracked and traced.
Of course. Yeah, you can't get around. You know, why try? You know,
it doesn't bother me in the least. You know, and it's not from the standpoint that I have nothing to hide, so therefore I don't care. It's from the standpoint that we know that they're monitoring. On our website, on RBN Live, we have tracked the top three hits to this network and to that webpage, RBN Live, and the top three on the list are government. So they're monitoring us very, very closely.
Well, it kills me with this budget, so, you know, $248 billion, but no, that's the cash budget. The real, deficit is $4.6 trillion.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, there's a story with the 2.3 that turned into 3-point-something trillion missing from the Pentagon, Zacon. And that doesn't get enough coverage, I don't think. I mean, you start telling, you know, people get mad about money because they're currently minded and they think in terms of money. Americans were taught to worship mammon and not God.
Well, and as Dr. Bill Veith made the astute observation the other day calling into the program, he said that most Americans are equating their station in life and how much financial insulation they have around them, they're equating that with their freedom.
Yeah, but God said, die without money, the gold, trident, the fire. That's the eternal law. Mount Horeb, all that firewood that was going on, the flames and the smoke and the thunder, and all Israel stood before there and made a marriage covenant with our God. And that was our ancestors. And we don't even know that they were our ancestors.
That's right. And of course, it's not being taught true history and what this country is really about. And the ideology and the real reason for this country is not being taught in our schools. There, you know, in the year of 2007, I want to start reaching out and talking to groups and have them to begin to turn this tide back, because having the federal government in charge of public education, that's like an oxymoron.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, the government, everything that it touches, it destroys.
Yes, well, Judeo-Christian is like having the dog-cat mutual admiration society. two quick verses, and I'll let you go.
Okay.
Psalm 147, 19 and 20. He showeth his word unto Jacob, his statutes and his judgments unto Israel. He hath not dealt so with any nation, and as for his judgments, they have not known them. Praise ye the Lord. Take care, Jeff.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate your call, Keith, and a happy new year. Gary in Tennessee. Hello, Gary.
Hi, John. How are you doing today?
It's a Friday. It's the last day of the year, and I'm going to take we're going to have a 3-day break. No talk shows, no live programming Monday. Everybody's going to take the day off.
Well, that's great. I'm happy to hear it. You've heard this so many times, but you put one hell of a network together in a very short time, and I'm happy that I can take my little Social Security check and send $20 to RBN every month, because you got the best of the best, without a doubt.
But you know what? I'll be honest with you, Gary. I have this tendency to focus more on future plans and not really take the time to sit and reflect on what we have done. And today I start doing that, and I'm overwhelmed of what we've been able to accomplish. I really and truly am.
You've definitely pulled the rabbit out of the hat. It's a real thorn in the side of those you-know-who.
Well, and ironically enough, I've got to thank Genesis Communications and Ted Anderson from throwing me off his network, because if that wouldn't have happened, I would have still been on that network doing a two-hour show a day. I would not have created this network and the energy and the drive that's behind us, so I actually really have to thank the guy.
Yeah, he's got some good people on there, you know, but you got more and better. What can I say?
More and better works.
I have a comment to make to a previous caller.
Mm-hmm.
He was putting down one of your hosts about blonde-haired Jesus with blue eyes.
Yeah.
Can't think of the guy's name right now.
Doesn't matter.
The night guy comes on at 9 o'clock. Anyway, your network will put on, you know, the people that are like thinking with us, but also your host will put on people that think along the company line and let them make an ass out of themselves. And you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, one comes to mind, and I love the guy, but he's so misguided there was no hope for him. One of them is Stan Solomon. I mean, I really do like the guy, but my gosh, I just couldn't get him off the George Bush neocon line.
In all fairness, John, you know, if you got a bone to pick with a host, then you ought to take it up on his program. You know, not talk to the boss man on your program, because you got hit blindsided. You don't know what happened.
And see, this is what I've said before. This is one of the advantage or disadvantage, if you will, of being the head of a network and doing your own show. You know, I don't get a whole lot of calls like that, but every once in a while they come through, and I'll patiently listen. You know, if the guy's got a valid point, you know, I'll query the talk show host on. I mean, that's people. That's people.
Your shows aren't screened. Your calls are not screened, and I like them to get up there and make an ass out of themselves once in a while. I liked having them other people on the air once in a while. Now, I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
You read these lengthy articles in this McKinney speech,
right,
and this poem you just did about the taxes. I was sitting here laughing so hard I couldn't even see straight. But if you could have a section on your website where whenever you read or your other hosts read an article that is really good, post it on your website, or you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of stuff that you read that I'd love to download and pass out, but I don't know where it comes from.
I understand. Well, maybe we can do that. We're adding people to production staff here to the network, so maybe we can do that in the future.
I've got a quick real personal story happened yesterday. We had a crazy man set the neighbor's trailer on fire, burn him out, and started walking down the road, and we called the police, obviously, and then I went back and called 911 to get the fire department out, because we had not only a crazy guy, but we had a fire going, burning stuff up. And he was already down the road, and I'm following him down the middle of the road with my 12-gauge shotgun loaded with about a pound of buckshot. You know, five in the chamber or in the tube, and five on the buttstock. So I'm keeping this guy a visual on him, waiting for the cops to get here, okay? Well, they didn't come. And I'm saying, where in the world is this the police force? Well, they had to wait for the train, this long 100-car train to go by to get here. So I'm walking down the road, and they come screaming down the road, about three squad cars, and I'm standing in the middle of the road with a shotgun. And I wave them on by, and I said, get him. And next thing I know, I got cops in front and back of me, lit me up with a laser, getting ready to touch me off, and I'm just trying to help them out.
Yeah, hold on a second. I got to go to break, Gary. Bill, Sam, Melissa, Carla, Paris, and others, hang on. We'll get to all of your calls in this Friday and final edition of this year of the National Intel Report. We'll be right back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular job few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartabite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
All right, we're back. Gary, I have to ask you to wrap up here. So they surrounded you. You're standing there with the...
Bottom line is, I was filling in for the police department, keeping this visual on this guy. With a 12-gauge shotgun cradle in my arm, and next thing I know, I got police in front of me and behind me screaming and yelling. I'm hard as, I don't see very good, and I've only got 20% of my hearing, and I didn't have a clue what these people were saying, but I knew they were upset. That's all I knew. So I just turned around, and I figured they got the guy down. They had three squad cars, and I figured they got the guy down, so I walked back to the house, and, the bottom line is a citizen can come out here armed, taking care of business, you know, filling in for the police, and then stand a chance of getting killed by the police because you carrying a gun.
Mm-hmm.
That's the bottom line. So I go back to my place, and they got about 15 policemen up here, you know, or county mounties, and one of them looked to me and says, "You need to go put that shotgun away." I looked at that son of a... I can't say that, can I?
No.
Uh, I said to that man, I said, look, you're standing on my private property, which I rent. I don't own it. And I have a right to carry this gun on my property.
Well, and not only that, you have the right to detain people in the commission of a felony. He knows that.
Exactly.
He knows it.
The guy was crazy. I didn't want to shoot him, but, I was just trying to keep the visual on him until they got there, which the train held up, but...
Well, I would operate a little bit differently. I probably would have had a couple of rounds full of rock salt, and I would have slowed him down.
Now, I don't fool with rock salt.
Oh, okay.
When we pull the trigger, it's double-aught buck, and it's deadly. Anyhow, I looked at him, and I said, you're showing me no respect, but I'm going to show you respect even though you show me no respect. I'm going to go put my shotgun in the house, but I said, you got no business telling me not to carry a gun on this property. I don't care what it is. So me and the local sheriff are going to have a little chat here.
I would say so. All right. Hey,
keep up the good work, John.
Okay,
you're
Gary.
You're killing them.
All right. Hey, well, we plan on mass genocide of the NWO crowd in 2007.
Right.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah, I would have. It's funny he said that because that's exactly what I explained to Lieutenant Drawbaugh here of the Round Rock Police Department. When I had one of their officers threaten to cuff me and throw me in jail because I was rude enough to make the suggestion of, you can arrest an individual, but you don't necessarily have to arrest their property. I didn't appreciate that very much. And I'm going to have a dialogue with the Round Rock Police Department, with their hierarchy, and sit down and explain exactly how things are supposed to go. I mean, why is it? I mean, these cops, they're in a world all to themselves. Why do you think they wear the little lieutenants and the captain's bars on their collars or on their epaulets? It's a military type organization. This is different with county sheriffs and deputies. They don't have all this rank and stuff. They don't have their little captains and corporals and all that other stuff. They're not, and they're accountable to the people, to the Constitution. These police departments are not. They're a military-style organization, and they take their orders from the higher-ups, however high up you want to go on the officialdom ladder, but it's all constructed militarily. So, what are we to expect from these people? And you're right. That's the same thing I told that lieutenant. I said, you're showing me no respect at all. And I was not in a menacing manner with this guy. I had a smile on my face. I said, hey, it's the holidays. And I was threatened to be locked up in jail for daring to approach that police officer and suggest that they don't have to necessarily impound the property. They can stay right there. Oh, how brash of me. Well, I'm going to rip the Round Rock Police Department a new one. And I'm going to stay on you fellas because I know that you're not constitutional. And I'm going to make you understand that. And that's just because it's policy or somebody gives you permission to do something. I'm not going to necessarily take the time to undo the damage that you do in a court of law. Do I make myself clear? I hope so. Bill in Indiana. Hello, Bill.
Hi, John. I wanted to wish you a happy new year. Yeah, I'm Bill from Switzerland County, Indiana.
Yes, sir.
And I wanted to bring to your attention an interesting article. I subscribe to this. It's a medical magazine. It's the Well-Being Journal. It's the January-February issue, 2007. And the article is titled Vaccinations, Parents' Informed Choice. And the author is by Lynn, Lynneborn. And it has to do with the toxicity of vaccines,
mm-hmm.
and discusses, it's a 10-page article discussing mercury and so on, and the behavior. We have one child in 68 now that is autistic that's being born.
Right.
And that's pathetic.
Well, I'm going to have, along those lines, somebody that I've had on this program before, Mary Toko.
Okay.
She was just involved. I mean, she was big in Michigan, organizing people against these vaccines and doing the educational programming. I'm going to have her on the air probably next month,
Okay.
All right.
One other thing I wanted to tell you.
Okay, well, hold that thought, and I'll let you do that after the break. Sam, Melissa, Carla, Paris, Victor, we're going to get to all your calls. We've got to start rolling these a little bit quicker. I don't want to end up with too many callers and not enough time. We'll do all of that right after a little bit of this for the network, and please support our advertisers.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
We at Republic Broadcasting Network recognize that not everyone is able to make a monetary donation to help us expand our network and spread the word. So we've come up with another way that everyone can help support RBN and the fight for freedom. It is estimated that most people have over $2,000 worth of stuff lying around their home or workplace collecting dust. Things like DVDs, CDs, watches, comic books, toys, and collectibles. For the cost of postage, these items can be put to good use. Simply donate them to RBN. How does it work? Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778. You simply pay for the cost of postage to ship your items to us. We sell them on eBay and keep the proceeds. For more information on how and what to donate, go to ebay.rbnlive.com. Free your home and office of unwanted clutter. Send your items to RBN Auctions, 7898 Enon Road, Pavo, Georgia, 31778.
Gold, ever climbing, as the dollar continues to spiral into a free fall. How long before it hits rock bottom? Between 1800 and 1913, the value of the dollar was more or less constant. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the value of the dollar has depreciated 97%. Due to global inflationary policies and the continued erosion of the U.S. dollar, gold and silver are still in the early stages of the greatest bull market the world has ever seen. Whether you purchase precious metals to stabilize your portfolio or you're looking for strong growth, gold and silver will provide you with both. Don't you owe it to yourself to do business with Republic Trading Group? Call us today and become a part of the raging bull in gold and silver. 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898. Call now. 1-800-691-7898.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so.
Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all, they're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means
they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Bill in Indiana. Go ahead, sir.
Hey, one more thing I wanted to tell you, John, was the children in high schools now are being intimidated and coerced into getting their hepatitis B vaccine. If they don't, they will not be allowed to graduate or get a diploma.
Yeah, well...
And also, I wanted to tell you one other thing. Jonas, there's an article in here on EndNotes on this vaccinations. Jonas Salk admitted under oath, that most cases of polio in the USA since 1961 were actually caused by the vaccine itself. Nice.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for your call, Bill.
And what was the name of that person you're going to have on?
Joan Vion. Or I'm not. Joan Vion. Yeah. Sandra, just yell it out. Mary Toko. Thank you.
Mary Toko.
Mary Toko.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bill. Yeah, Looks like I was late getting this from our staff here. So the year in review, I think we'll put that off until probably Tuesday. I'm not happy with the way this thing turned out, and I don't like putting substandard stuff on the network. So having said that, I just wanted to cover something since I mentioned about the police departments and how they're militarized little groups of individuals, very happy to run around with all their stars in the bars. Could we discuss the definition of war? Now, many people grew up thinking war is only when bullets are being fired at us. Now, this brainwashing started many years ago when we watched war movies with John Wayne ducking bullets while in a trench. Early in our lives, this became our understanding of the definition of war, and likewise, our dictionaries defined the word war the same way. Take, for example, the example of the American edition. The Oxford Essential Dictionary defines war as armed hostilities. Or the American Heritage Dictionary says a state of open armed conflict between nation states or parties. However, before we ever get our freedoms back, we must first learn about the definition of war. Learning that why war it gives us a moral high ground to initiate remedies and take unlimited actions. And here is why we've got to study this. Without understanding the complete definition of war, our moral dignity will prohibit us from doing that which will be required to get those freedoms back. But more importantly, we must understand the purpose of war. That is why we haven't been taught, and that's what gives us our motive to defend our freedoms. War is used in order to take something from us. It may be our homes, our land, our resources, our children, our women, or all the above, but it is simply not engaged in, so we can't fire a weapon at another human being and go home after they fall over dead. So the purpose of war is to take something from another person. When it isn't, it's their God-given right to take it. It just isn't theirs. Today we have incrementally been taken from us more and more, and soon we will wake up and wonder what happened to us. This is because we haven't got to the next step in our understanding of the purpose of war. War is stealing, fill in the blank. If someone was taking our home, our job, our land, our resources, our children, our women, and our freedoms, but they weren't using a weapon that fires a bullet, would we recognize that as war? Let's ask that again. What if somebody took everything we had while holding a gun to our head? Is that any different than war? The result is no different, so why isn't it war? Don't we have the moral right to kill someone before they kill us? Of course. But would we kill someone if they stole our house, our car? What if the court says we haven't a right to be protected? What if we lost everything and the court said, sorry, we can't help you? What then has happened? We've had our recourse and remedy removed so that it could be stolen. Is that morally right? Well, of course it isn't. So what do we do about it? First, we try to settle it peacefully. And if that recourse is no longer in place, then that too has been stolen from us. That is where we're at today. Now, to remedy the situation, it leaves us but one last option. We would have to inform them of their unlawful behavior so that it could be peacefully, they could peacefully step down. And if they won't remove themselves, then we can be, then they can be removed using our moral high ground, okay? And even use extreme measures if necessary to remove them, if needed. In other words, we still have the right to kill them to get our freedoms back. Now, it is all outlined in the Declaration of Independence, and God has given us the moral high ground to remove evil. And often, evil only submits to the extreme. That moral high ground has the right to take. Have we asked for those put in power to get our things back? Did they refuse to get them? If we appealed through the processes in place and are still losing our freedoms, then are we ready for the last step before taking the highest ground possible? Declaration. Now, we must declare our intent to remove the tyranny and warn them that their services are no longer needed, and that we are coming to remove them. If after a reasonable length of time they refuse, then we have the high moral ground to take them out. Can we? Will we? If not, then we will stay enslaved. This last warning should be given to every single judge, every politician, every law enforcement officer in the land. So let them know they have failed.
and they are no longer needed, and all authority is removed, and they are now an enemy of the people's freedom. Don't give it too long, though, but do give them time to make arrangements to leave. Whatever we do, remember, we have the high moral ground to do what we are doing, and so do it we must, for freedom's sake. That was written by, I don't believe there's a name on this, that was sent in. It was just emailed over to us. Well, thank you. I appreciate whoever sent us that information. Sam in West Virginia. Hello, Sam.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
Hey, the reason I called, well, first I want to bless you all in New Year, and let you know that I also send in support for your network.
Thank you.
But the reason I'm calling is, you know who Brother Rick Paul is, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'm a member of his local congregation,
mm-hmm.
and you know he's running for governor here in West Virginia, right?
I didn't know that.
Well, yes, he is running for governor. And actually, I am calling for support for him for governor. I don't know how many people in West Virginia listen to your network. I'm assuming there are quite a few, considering one 8,000 call. I'm one of those 8,000. And hope that they will call Brother Butch and get petitions to sign and get him on the ballot so we can maybe nip this thing in the bud. I'd like to see West Virginia be the bastard state that turned around and took back the Union.
I'd be in support of that. I talked to Butch a couple of weeks ago. He didn't mention anything about it to me, though.
Really?
Yeah. And I'd ask him even at that time if he was up to, and I told him, I said, we were going to expand the network. Would you like to do a program? And he said, well, I'm kind of tight on time. He said, maybe we can simulcast it. That's when I got the call from Mr. Anderson.
Well, I can tell you now that Butch is running for governor, and I will, if you want, I'll send you some literature on it as far
okay.
as I get.
Sure.
But, you know, I'm really calling for support of your network because, John, I'll tell you, I've supported you since the beginning. And even though, you know, I don't appreciate what Genesis did to you, I'm glad they did do it to you.
Me too.
Because I think you're a better man for it, to be quite honest.
Well, what is it said when adversity is at its peak? It's all in the cards on how you play them.
Well, and you play them quite well. So, but anyway, you know, Butch is going to be running for governor.
Okay.
He is running for governor. Matter of fact, a little story real quick. His son works for a local McDonald's in Somersville. And the governor of West Virginia, which is Joe Manchin, and the head of the state police happened to stop there. And of all the employees, he was the only one who noticed that the governor was in the store. Nobody else even noticed. The governor was eating lunch in McDonald's in West Virginia.
What does that say for the governor's popularity over there?
Yeah, really. But he walked up. The governor went to the restroom, and he had walked up and give the state police commandant a couple of brochures that Butch is passing out that showed he was running for governor. And of course, when the governor sat back down and said, oh, well, Butch really is running for governor, is he? And, of course, Patrick said, yes, that's Butch's son. And make a long story short, but anyway, he was quite surprised. And I'd like to see Butch win the next governorship.
So would I. Because I'll tell you, that's the key to returning the sovereignty and the liberty back to this country. The key is the states.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
And if we can get support here, I mean, I don't know. I know Rich Mack try to do some stuff, and I know he's running again, I think, well, U.S. Senate or something like that this next term.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I appreciate that, too, but the states is where it's at.
Yeah, well, and I'll tell you, this is not a typing exercise. The time is now for all good men to come to the aid of their country.
Amen.
You know? I mean, it's just the way it is. Well, send me that information, and I'll get a hold of Butch.
Amen, brother.
Okay, thanks, Sam.
Take care.
Appreciate it. Melissa in Texas. Hello, Melissa.
Hello, John.
Hi, this is twice in 2 days.
That's because I'm always working and listening to you guys at the same time. So it's like we're having this conversation. You just don't hear me yelling back, that's all.
What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to thank you for your network, but in particular you and Frank Whalen and a few of the other hosts who actually think of we people out here who are listening, who have the sense to call in and speak their mind, that you actually give us the time and the respect to let us do that?
That has always been first and foremost on my mind. I see a lot of other talk show hosts out there. They like to pontificate a lot and then try to cram 20 callers in 10 minutes.
Well, it's almost like, let's race through these calls now.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for your call.
Yeah,
that doesn't
show respect for the callers.
Well,
you're right.
And what do people learn? This the other thing is that people who have never called in before don't feel that angst of what am I going to say and how am I going to say it before they cut me off.
Right, and you know it's a learned response because they have learned that from other talk show hosts.
Yeah.
And when they bring up something that's, well, it's just not politically correct in the talk show host, you know, mind, all of a sudden you're waylaid and cut off. I mean, that's happened to me. I've called into several national broadcasts, and I'm lucky if I get two sentences out, and then I'm just cut off. No response, and it's so volatile to them, they don't even respond to what I'm saying. They just pretend I didn't even say anything.
Or another situation that happens is the host thinks they know exactly what that person's going to say. They finish the sentence for them and say, thank you for your call.
Mm. Yeah.
And you never know what they were going to say.
Yeah, I only do a two-hour show, and I've been, I won't say criticized, but they have told me in the past that, you know, maybe you shouldn't spend as much time reading the information that you do or spend as much time as you do with the callers. Poppycock. I think that's absolutely wrong because the listeners are the people that are garnering the information, spreading the information. The listeners are the ones that are listening to the network, buying the advertisers' products, putting up with the talk show host that day after day. The listening audience should not be minimized.
Right. Well, because, you know, they might be the next talk show host in training.
You never know.
That's right.
All right.
I just wanted to thank you for being. And the other thing is, like, when people come up against the break and they know the break's coming, they get all flustered because they know they're going to get cut off on most shows. But you're really good about saying, hang on through the break, and we'll come right back and finish up. And that is that's priceless.
If I do not show respect for the listenership, how do I, on God's green earth, expect them to respect me?
Exactly.
All right, Melissa,
thank you.
Thank you,
dear.
Appreciate it very much. All right. Carla in California. Hello, Carla.
Hello, John. And I just wanted to say Happy New Year to you and your staff.
Thank you.
I'm glad to see you guys are going to take 3 days off. Just quickly, John, I got five items. Three are really quick here, and I'll go through those right away here. One of your callers mentioned about the state radio day or whatever. I think that's a fantastic idea. Fantastic idea, because there are items that, and one of the things I know, obviously I'm from California, but there's so much different issues per state, so I think it's a fantastic idea.
There are common issues that blanket all 50 states, but you're right, there are set circumstances within each state that it is different, and one person made the astute observation that most of this information is kept local, not to allow other people in the other states to know what another state is up to. So I think it's a good idea. The problem is how we're going to engineer this, but I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, and again, you brought up a great point, is that, you know, what's common in one state is not so common in the next state, and that goes into one of my next kind of items here, would be the networking and the grassroots radio, which I really see RBN as being, you know, and I found you in August this year, you know, in fact, I called in on Aaron Russo's show, mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember me, but you told me that, and I was telling you that I've just started to go down this rabbit hole, and you told me that this rabbit hole is very deep, and John, I just want you to know that I've been in a free fall ever since I talked to you.
Well, I hope you've hit some solid ground here and there to get your bearings back.
Well, yeah, I don't know, but boy, this rabbit hole is
deep.
Big and it's deep.
It's deep, brother.
Yeah, it
is
really
deep.
Is.
Well, this is what we've got to do. We've got to continue to wake up our fellow Americans. I'm not one of these people who will sell the American people short. They've shown a great amount of love and generosity. We have demonstrated our compassion. We've demonstrated that they make good choices, but when they're given the full amount of information. And I do not sell the American people short nor their character.
I know a lot of people like to, but I do not.
Yeah, and I really tend to agree with you there. Another caller mentioned about what I wrote down as notes is footnotes. And I know this is one of the things that I get frustrated with, is listening to the hosts, and the hosts are always citing articles or, you know, this and that. And it's one of the things I constantly find myself doing is running to the computer and then, you know, trying to Google or whatever, you know, Yahoo or AltaVista or whatever, to find that information, because I really, you know, I consider myself a foot soldier, and I really try to take this information out in front of people. And, you know, a lot of people, oh, yeah, sure, right.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put an article in front of them and you say, look, this is in, you know, this newspaper, or this was in that newspaper, and it really helps.
Legitimize.
Yeah.
You're just not somebody that just dropped out of, you know, whatever, and you're just shoving something in front of somebody's face. That, see, this is why I've always said that, you know, we've got to become as good as listeners as we are talkers or presenters. Because people, they have varying levels of saturation. I've talked to people, I can watch them glaze over in less than 3 minutes. I've talked to other people, it takes them 10 minutes to get to that point. But the one thing that we've got to be careful of is not doing the what I consider the patriot dump or the patriot overload. If you have somebody that, and you can recognize this, when they're hungry for information, you know, you kind of get the sense that they're lost. Well, then you can speed, you know, you spoon feed these people. You can speed them along in their process of coming up to speed, but you can't necessarily do it all at once. And a lot of times we get this thing, gosh, we're so far behind the eight ball. There's so many things these people don't know. And I have never had a problem engaging anybody in a conversation anywhere. I don't care what their station in life is. I don't care where they're at. I don't care if they're at a local Stop and Rob or wherever they're at. I always make sure that I find out who this person is and what their concerns are. Once I find out what they're concerned about, I can titillate them, give them a little information, give them a website, or tell them to come to RBN Live or whatever the case may be. And they do so, and they do so willingly. It isn't like they've got this big weight of information and they're just trying to scramble out from under it. No. You can lead that horse to water, but you can't make him drink. You know, the thirst that's going to the water that's going to quench their thirst is the knowledge, is the information. So how do you get them to do it? Well, you let them do it. That's how you get them to do it. You allow them to do it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, yeah, having that information, those footnotes for the programs would be just a great idea.
All right. Well, we're taking notes. I'm sure my webmaster in there is listening intently, as he does to every one of these broadcasts, and he's in there taking the notes. Carla, thank you for your call. Appreciate it very much. Paris in Illinois. Is that Illinois in Paris? Hello, Paris.
Yeah, hey. I like your show. It's a great show.
Thank you.
Yeah, Happy New Year. And I'll comment, is this station expanded to, like, Dish Network TV channels?
You know what? I am going to work on this in the upcoming year. I don't care if it's, I don't care what networks it gets on, but it is important. And I don't care if it's on XM satellite radio, or I doubt very much we got the bucks to put this on Dish Network. We're not that big. But if we got a Mr. Moneybags out there that's got plenty of money and figures he can't take it with him, hey, we're always open.
Yeah, see, if you put this in this network, you know, it'll expand so much. It'll spread out. The truth will spread so much because it'll be in the main media almost. Like.
Yep. Couldn't disagree with you.
Yeah, but I'm just suggesting maybe you should try that out if it works out.
All right, Paris. Thank you, my friend.
Yep.
Thank you. Victor in Missouri. Hello, Victor.
Hello, John.
Hi.
I envy you, your ability to talk to people. I'm not very articulate.
Well, then you know what? The best thing you can do is just tell them where they can get the information. Give them a bumper sticker.
I called you about. I wouldn't pretend for a minute to presume that I know something you don't, but there is the possibility.
Oh, always. And you know what? The longer I live and the more I learn, the more ignorant I realize I really am.
Well, welcome to the club. Are you aware, John, that on February 21st, 1871, the United States Congress, the lawful Congress, incorporated United States, and it is a private for-profit corporation. You can go to thomasloc.gov, that's the congressional record, and verify it there.
That would be in the aftermath of the Civil War, and that would be, gosh, boy, this has been a long year. I'll think of it here in a second. Reconstruction, there we go. That was right on the heels of Reconstruction.
At the culmination of it.
Yes, sir.
Okay, and anybody that's been around for a month and has two whole brain cells knows that the reason for existence of a corporation is to generate revenue, not to protect our rights, as was the Republic, which are the Jeffersons and Hamiltons founded, but to generate revenue.
That's right.
And since the United States also incorporated itself under USA and United States government and led the people all to believe that it was the lawful government. And since then, the greatest affliction that this country has ever suffered is cowardice. People are so blankety-blank afraid of their public servants that they do whatever they're told.
Yes.
And now, I'm here in the state of Missouri. I've been trying with some of the state senators and representatives to restore lawful government in Missouri. And a while ago, you said that the place to start is the state, but you got to get the county first, the sheriff.
That's right. That is absolutely right. Victor, we're running out of time here.
I was afraid of that. Yeah. I needed to talk to you for a few days. And a while ago, the guy that answered the phone told me that I could call you back right after the show, at least for a little while. Right or not?
He did, huh? He doesn't know my schedule.
Well, some other time then.
I'll tell you what. Well, make it after the first of the year, if you would. Okay, Victor. Thank you. Appreciate it. By the way, folks, it's going to be a long weekend here. If you're inclined to go see a movie, I highly recommend Mel Gibson's Apocalypto. This is master filmmaking. I've got to tell you this. Patriot, he did Braveheart, he did Passion of the Christ. This is outstanding filmmaking. So you have my recommendation to go see Apocalypto. It's 1 hour. I'm sorry, it's 138 minutes long. It's better than 2 hours, but I'll tell you what, you don't think you're sitting that long in that movie theater watching this. You got to go see it. I won't even try to describe it to you or anything else. Just go see the movie. Do we have that? By the way, do we have that on computer? You couldn't find it. You couldn't find Auld Lang Syne on the computer. My gosh. Well, you don't expect me to sing it, do you? How do the words go? No, I can't do that. My goodness. The cats even run out of the bathroom when I start singing in the shower. Tim in West Virginia. Hello, Tim. How you doing? Hello, Tim.
Yes, I just wanted to say thank you for your network and every single broadcaster that's on your network. I've been listening since, late 2004.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what else to say, man, except just I love you.
Well, Tim, we are all of us a family out there, and the one thing that I wanted to impart on today's program, there's a lot of fear, there's a lot of paranoia, there's a lot of distrust of our fellow Americans out there, and this is something that's really destructive, and we've got to start to overcome that. I don't want to go as far as to use the peace, love, and dope, the 60s mantra, love, 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 because quite frankly, I don't love everybody. I may respect them, and I hope they respect me. But I'll tell you what, we've got to do away with the distrust and the paranoia. That's for sure. Tim, thank you.
Bye.
Okay. Everybody out there, folks, Happy New Year. Let's strive to make 2007. Let's start putting this republic back on its solid foundation. And that's only going to happen by the hopes and the passions of you out there in listener land. We're only a conduit. We can only deliver. It is you people out there that are going to make the difference. Keep that in mind. To everybody out there, have a good New Year. Stay safe, and we'll see you next year. We'll be back live on Tuesday. May God bless you and keep us all.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.